So as Todd mentioned, the Associated Press won a Pulitzer Prize for an investigative reporting series on the New York Police Department's monitoring of Muslim communities in the New York area and around the world, really. In over 20 articles, the AP revealed the NYPD's extensive surveillance tactics following the attacks on September 11, 2001. Among them, informants known as mosque crawlers were sent to look out for suspicious behavior at religious services. In addition, the AP revealed that hundreds of Muslim student groups, businesses, and community organizations were monitored and even infiltrated by police informants or undercover agents. Mayor Michael Bloomberg and the NYPD were quick to defend their practices. Here's the mayor back in February.
Everything the New York City Police Department has done is legal. It is appropriate. It is constitutional. They are permitted to travel beyond the borders of New York City to investigate cases. We don't target individuals based on race or religion.
But in light of the Pulitzer Award for the AP series, it's an opportunity for us to ask the question, what has changed both for the NYPD and for Muslim communities in the New York area and in the United States since these revelations came to light? Joining us now, Debbie Almentasser, board chair of the Muslim Consultative Network, coalition member of Muslim American Civil Liberties Coalition. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be on the show.
Also with us is Bob Henley, contributing editor for Politics and Investigations for our co-producer, WNYC. Bob, thanks as always.
Good morning.
What's changed for the NYPD as you look back over the last couple of years since these revelations came to light?
Well, I guess the thing is, you know, I talked to Deputy Commissioner Paul Brown, who declined an invitation to come on the Takeaway. He basically feels that AP erred in conflating legally protected demographic mapping, if you will, of communities with actual undercover operations that involve potential terrorism suspects. He also feels that the series created kind of a caricature of the NYPD that didn't take into account that recent classes have had as many as representatives from 88 countries. There's a significant Muslim engagement component here in the city with an imam that even serves as a chaplain. He says that, you know, basically everything the NYPD is doing is, you know, constitutional and falls under what's called the Hanju guidelines, which came out of a federal court case to resolve a suit brought by 1960s activists who documented the NYPD had really created a very elaborate political intelligence unit. The NYPD contends that there's nothing in this like the COINTELPRO days where, you know, someone like a police official would submit a dossier of information that could be damaging to someone if they were going to go for, say, like their bar exam or their character reference to become a lawyer. He says all this is, you know, what it did create a problem, though, is that in where they monitored in New Jersey, in Newark, New Jersey, without touching base, apparently, with the Newark mayor or officials in New Jersey, that did create a problem because it was a significant jurisdictional issue. And we had someone as critical as Michael Ward. He's the chief of the FBI New Jersey office, basically convened an unprecedented press conference saying that the NYPD's unilateral actions had undermined relationships that Trenton counterterrorism officials and federal officials in New Jersey had been working on for years.
Let's listen to Michael Ward.
What we are seeing now with the uproar that is occurring in New Jersey is that we're starting to see cooperation being pulled back. People are concerned that they're being followed. People are concerned that they can't trust law enforcement, and it's having a negative impact.
Let's talk to Debbie Almentasser, board chair of the Muslim Consultative Network, coalition member of the Muslim American Civil Liberties Coalition. How has the relationship between Muslim Americans in the tri-state area changed with the NYPD in light of these reports, Debbie?
It has changed drastically. The change has become one that has really created a rift between the NYPD and the Muslim American leadership. For years, since September 11th, members of the Muslim community have worked very hard in establishing a relationship with the NYPD. And when the AP released all of this surveillance information, everyone was shocked and horrified that even members of the Muslim community who are a part of this engagement were actually being surveilled. One of them is Imam Shamsi Ali, who's actually been invited to speak to NYPD cadets, who's actually been invited to open pre-Ramadan breakfast by reading from the Quran. And then, lo and behold, we find that three of his mosques are being surveillanced, and he was the primary person they were surveillancing. So this sends, you know, chilling effects within the Muslim community that their leadership, who are engaging the NYPD, are being monitored and surveillanced, and that their mosques are being surveillanced, where you have now members of the Muslim American community who are not, you know, as avid spiritual observers as they were pre the surveillance information coming out.
Have you talked with individuals who have said, I am less likely to reach out to work with the NYPD on issues of maintaining a relationship in Muslim communities, Debbie?
Absolutely. Members of the Muslim American Civil Liberties Coalition have tried to engage the NYPD for the last year for meetings to discuss surveillance program as well as the third jihad video. And there has been radio silence from the commissioner on this situation. And at this point, based on everything that has been released by the Associated Press, many people feel that there is really no use in having any conversation when Commissioner Kelly and the mayor continue to hold the stance that what they're doing is legal. When we
Debbie
Almentasser,
hold on there, Debbie, just for a moment, board chair of the Muslim Consultative Network. Let's give you the last word, Bob Henley. Does the NYPD say they are having more difficulty doing outreach in the Muslim community?
No, they don't. I think the challenge here, John, is how do you build trust with someone and covertly have them under surveillance simultaneously?
Bob Henley, contributing editor for Politics and Investigations for our co-producer WNYC. In light of the Pulitzer Prize for the AP on the NYPD surveillance series on Muslim Americans, we'd love to hear your story. Do you have a story of surveillance, the kind of sort of cynical story that was described there by Debbie Almentasser, board chair of the Muslim Consultative Network? Bob and Debbie, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.